Hi family, and welcome to today's thing. Today's theme is a divine relationship, and the Bible reference is from 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. While there may be some religious activities or practices in Christianity, Christianity fundamentally distinguishes itself as a relationship rather than a religion. To grasp that distinction, consider the relationship between a child and his or her parents. This familial connection is not defined by religious adherence, but is deeply rooted in a personal, intimate relationship. In Christianity, that's what Jesus came to do. He came to bring us into a relationship with God beyond religion. Before Jesus came, various religions existed, but Jesus brought something different, a relationship with God. No wonder when Jesus referred to God as Father, it left the Jews astonished. They wondered, how could anyone call God Father? Well, Jesus called God his Father because he had a relationship with him. It was a father and son relationship. Addressing God as a father was unfamiliar and perplexing to the Jews. In John 10 verse 30, Jesus said, I and my Father are one, stressing the essence of this divine relationship. He had the same life with God. John 1 verse 14 tells us that he was God in the flesh. The Jews couldn't take it. In fact, when he dared to go further and explain that relationship, they sought to kill him. But thanks be unto God, through his death, burial, and resurrection, we've been brought into the same oneness with God. We've been brought into a divine relationship with the Father. Now we can call God our Heavenly Father. You don't find that in any religion. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Then in Galatians 4 verse 6, the Bible says, because he has sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. For further study, read 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9, 1 John 5, 11 to 13. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, Deuteronomy chapters 29 to 30 and Luke 6, 1 to 16. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Romans 3, 1 to 12, and Psalm 94, a divine relationship with God. Other religions have people bowing to gods that don't exist, hitting each other in the form of praise. But in Christ, there's liberty. You don't have to cut yourself to please God. That's demonic. He doesn't need that. He loves you. He lives in you. He's one with you. He's your Father. You can depend on him. You can call on him. That's what distinguishes Christianity from other religions. And that's the ultimate. So you should ensure your life is in line with God's word for you. Hallelujah. And you can only do that when you keep studying the word. Hallelujah. Kindly take the prayer after me. Dear Father, thank you for my oneness with you through Jesus Christ. Christ is alive in me. I'm not ordinary. For I've been called into the fellowship of the God kind. Every day I'm manifesting resplendent life of Christ. Exercising dominion over sickness, disease, failure, lack, and anything that's of the devil.